Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we cut through the noise to bring you the biggest stories in tech today. Let's kick off with the intriguing tale of BasePower's $4 billion valuation journey as the energy startup attracts major investment interest.
BasePower, a Texas-based home battery startup, is making waves as venture investors eye a $1 billion infusion at a $4 billion valuation. This represents a significant leap, quadrupling its value since April. Co-founded by Zach Dell in 2023, the company has positioned itself as a leader in energy management, leveraging a fleet of home backup batteries to sell excess power back to the grid. This funding round could accelerate their expansion in a market increasingly focused on sustainable energy solutions.
Interesting times for BasePower. How about the regulatory side of things? I hear NVIDIA is facing some scrutiny in China.
Indeed, China has asked tech giants Alibaba and ByteDance to justify their purchases of NVIDIA AI chips. This move follows ongoing negotiations with the U.S. over export agreements. NVIDIA's chips are crucial for AI development, and any limitation on their use could significantly impact these companies' AI capabilities and China's tech ambitions.
Significant implications there. Let's pivot to another major player, xAI. What's happening with their leadership?
Igor Babushkin, co-founder of Elon Musk's AI venture xAI, has left to start his own investment firm focused on AI safety and agentic systems. This departure may signal shifts in xAI's strategic direction and highlights the growing emphasis on AI safety and ethical considerations in the industry.
His departure certainly raises questions for xAI. Meanwhile, Bullish is making headlines in the crypto world.
Right. Bullish, a crypto exchange and owner of CoinDesk, soared on its first day of trading, achieving a $10 billion market value after raising $1.1 billion in its IPO. This surge underscores the ongoing investor appetite for crypto assets and the potential growth of digital finance platforms.
Crypto continues to capture attention. Switching gears, let's talk about OpenAI and their legal skirmishes with Elon Musk.
A judge has greenlit OpenAI's countersuit against Elon Musk while dismissing some of Musk's complaints. This legal tussle highlights the competitive tensions and complex relationships within the AI sector, especially as companies vie for dominance in the rapidly evolving market.
Legal battles in tech are always intriguing. Shifting focus, what's Sam Altman up to with his new venture?
Sam Altman is embarking on a new venture aiming to merge human capabilities with machines. This ambitious project seeks to push AI integration boundaries, potentially redefining human-machine interactions and setting a new frontier in AI development.
That's a fascinating concept. And what about the latest with Apple and their App Store policies?
Apple has rebutted Elon Musk's claims that its App Store favors OpenAI over other AI apps, maintaining that its policies are fair and unbiased. This statement is part of a broader discourse on tech platform neutrality and competitive fairness.
Neutrality in tech platforms is always a hot topic. Lastly, what's new with Google?
In response to a request from a Stripe co-founder, Google CEO Sundar Pichai announced a new Google Calendar feature aiming to enhance user experience and streamline scheduling. This move underscores Google's ongoing commitment to user-centric innovation.
Thanks for that update. That's all for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more insights into the evolving landscape of technology and business. Until next time, keep innovating.